Oh, yeah, our start's been pretty good. We started off this year, we went to York. First time we've been to that tournament. Just wanted to go down there and see some different teams. And, well, we started off with this Lincoln Chaos team. I think we played a Lincoln Chaos team last year at Kearney. I don't know if it's the same team, but we started off really well, won that game 15-0. And then we played a Prodigy team from the Hastings GI area and won that game 3-1. And then we played a Creek Crush team, got down 4-0 right away in the first inning. They hit the ball really well, but we came back and scored a lot of runs and then held them, end up winning that game 16-4. And we pitched pretty good in those games. Hit the ball like crazy, except for that second game. But, you know, we did pretty good. And then we turned around and didn't play until, like, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon down there at York. Just one of those things that they had the older teams playing later. And they took we ended up playing the number 2 team out of the other pool, which was the Grand Island Northwest Voyagers, which would be GI Northwest high school team, pretty much. And just couldn't get things going. Whenever they had a pitcher, she didn't throw real hard, but she must have had some drop and break on the ball. We just couldn't square up that often. And when we did, it was right at people. And they hit the ball pretty good. And we ended up losing that game 7-0. But, you know, it just, that's what we wanted to see, good teams like that. And I think if we just, some of our shots, we just could have gotten a gap here or there and get things going. You know, maybe we could have scored a few more runs. So that was York, and you know, that was the gold division that we played in. So it was a good start. And then last Tuesday we played, the Bells came to McCook, North Platte Bells, and had a good game there. That first game, we ended up losing 5-4, but we had bases loaded, I think one out, and just couldn't get that hit to win it. And then we ended up winning the last game 9-5 and got to, well, move some people around different positions, getting everybody, well, we've gotten everybody to pitch through the weekend and Tuesday, so that's good. Everybody's getting some time, so it was a good start so far.
And then recently, this past holiday weekend, went to Wahoo and played a little bit, didn't you?
Yep. First time, again, we've been to Wahoo for a summer tournament. The high school went there for the district final last year. Same complex. Went down there and we played Wahoo right off the bat. 8 o'clock game on Saturday. I think most everybody was staying in Lincoln, so you had to travel a little bit. If we played 8, we're at the field warming up at 7, so it's an early morning for us, traveling that far and stuff. So just to, again, I mean, we didn't hit the ball crazy in that game, but we did enough to win. And I ended up, like I said, ended up winning that game 5-3. And we played this Nebraska Forest Elite, which it's a team that's based in Omaha, and they have a lot of teams. I know in the past we played, maybe not this team, but we played some Forest Elites. And took a little bit. We started hitting the ball pretty good in that game. I know Ross Weimers hit a home run that was a no-doubter. Just like Paige Bordner's hitting the ball pretty good in that game, Danny Johnson. And, you know, we pitched pretty good. And we turn around and play the Adams Outlaws last game of the day. And so we usually have Riley Morgan and Danik Havlicek pitching for us. And Lace will come in. She'll pitch some league games. And when we try, we'll try and get her a chance at some of these tournaments. And we were down a person in this tournament. So, you know, she started pitching that game for us, did really well. We had the lead going the last inning, and they got two on, second and third with no outs. And, you know, Layson pitched really well. We just decided to bring Briley in. They end up with bases loaded, no outs. We're up by one, and we end up getting out of that inning. So that was good for us. Just had a play at the plate. Force out there. Girls made yeah, we made a play at the plate there to get out of that inning, and just a good win that put us in the number one seed on our side again. And this was another one of those tournaments. Well, the one seed in the one pool will play the two seed in the other pool, and that happened to be this Shockwave team, which is, I don't know, it's like Arlington. It's a conglomeration of a lot of little towns like around Arlington and stuff. And they're a good team. We had a hard time hitting the ball. Again, some of our better hits were right at people in the outfield. They made some plays. So they're a pretty solid team, and we had bases loaded again, and just we need to get that timely hit when we have runners in scoring position, and we ended up losing that game 4-1. But, you know, it just, that's why we went down there to see teams like that, somebody new. And the girls are playing well, just playing well as a team, playing with really good attitudes out there, good effort. And that's really what we want. And, you know, those hits will come. Girls are slumping a little bit, just staying positive at the plate. That's what we want to work on and get out of that funk for a little bit. And that's what we're hoping for later on in the year. And so this weekend, we go to Hayes, the tournament we've been to quite a bit. We'll go down there this weekend. And then Tuesday night, we have Imperial come to town for a doubleheader of the JC at 6 and 7:30. So that's our week here.
Imperial, is that a team you see very much over the years? I'm trying to think if you played them very much.
No, I don't think we've ever played a team from Imperial in the summer. I mean, they have their high school team, but I got a call from somebody that he's got a team together and just trying to get games. So that they'll come to McCook and we'll play a doubleheader. And they're trying out there to get some things going, get teams established, I guess, and then hopefully get some younger teams started and get a little program going out there in Imperial. So if we can help with that, get them some games, we're happy to do it. And it should be, if we don't get more rain, it should be a nice night at home up there.
And Hayes tournament obviously is going to be a tough one, isn't it?
Yep, it has. You just don't know from year to year what teams will be there. I mean, we played teams from all across Kansas, Colorado, down there. Some other teams from Nebraska have traveled down there, eastern part of Nebraska. But from year to year, you don't know. So hopefully this year, I think we're playing the 1800 division this year. So hopefully there's some good teams down there. And just see somebody new and just have some good games and get better down there.